Greetings, mortals. I am Dick Terhune, the voice from hell. Walk with me now into the marketing morgue. Come on, this isn't brain surgery. I need that like I need a hole in my head. Can't you get it through your thick skull? Ah, now I've got that commercial stuck in my brain. Our culture has many references for something that people have been doing in one way or another for at least 7,000 years, drilling into other people's skulls. In the most ancient specimens, drilling a hole in a living person's skull was thought to allow the escape of spirits, relieve headaches, cure insanity, stop convulsions. Through the centuries, trephination, the medical term for drilling a hole in someone's head, has been an accepted and widely practiced form of surgery for cranial relief. But that's all about how to get stuff out of someone's head. Sure, sounds fun. But we want to know how to put things in. Let me show you how. There are no insurance forms to fill out, and cleanup is a breeze. Scully, hand me that cranial saw. Oh, wait. You don't have any hands. All right, let's try it this way. Whatever you do, don't think about zombies. Do not picture relentless, shambling, ravenous, rotting zombies whose sole instinct is to feed on the flesh of the living. Okay, now stop not thinking about zombies and don't think about vampires. Don't think about the sparkly Twilight types, certainly not old school. Bela Lugosi, Christopher Lee, elegant, evil, fresh blood trickling down the sides of the mouth. And now that you're not thinking about vampires in any way, shape, or form, clear your mind completely. Silence your thoughts, so that even if you wanted to, you could not imagine the sound of a chainsaw. I'm ready to close. The operation was a success. No hacking, no burr holes, no bone fragments, just a willing suspension of your resistance to the thoughts, words, sounds, images, feelings, and sensations that I chose to put between your ears. Essentially, that is what effective advertising and marketing does, persuading your customers to not only suspend any resistance they have to buying tickets, but to make them happily feel they have no other choice. Now, if you ever thought this advertising stuff ain't brain surgery, it really is brain surgery. Do you know what the horror film industry is doing? Audience tests of movie trailers and even advanced screenings tell the studios what their focus groups and test audiences react to most. So if something isn't getting a big enough reaction or the right reaction, they can edit before it goes into general release. A lot of times, though, focus groups and test subjects will tell you what they think you want to hear instead of their true reactions. What if you could actually look inside a human brain to get the truth about their emotional reactions? Welcome to the world of neuromarketing. A neuromarketing agency in San Diego called MindSign puts test subjects in a functional MRI machine and screens horror movie trailers. I looked it up. They're not recruiting. The average movie trailer shot lasts 1 to 2 seconds, the same rate at which an fMRI scans for brain activity. And what they're scanning is the amygdala. The amygdala is the part of our brain that handles primal reactions, particularly fear. If an fMRI scan shows activity in the amygdala, that person is scared. So if a person in an fMRI tube is watching a trailer for a new horror movie, second by second, frame by frame, the producers will know what generates the most fear by looking inside your brain. So, hands up if you've got an fMRI machine at your disposal for screening your web trailers and commercials to test subjects. Okay, well, we'll have to rely on some less pricey, nonetheless highly effective ways to light up them little amygdalae wherever they try to hide. First and foremost, advertising is a story that sells something. And this story is your sales pitch told on a mass scale. Now, before you know how to advertise something, how to tell your story, you have to know what it is you're selling. So, what are you selling? Most haunters would answer fear, but that's not it. Who in their right mind would buy fear? If you're running a haunted attraction, you're selling entertainment. An elaborately staged, costumed, and special effects-laden piece of Halloween theater. It's a show, so you are automatically in competition not just with other haunted attractions in your market, but with every new horror movie, game box, live concert, club, sporting event, TV show, DVD rental, website, in short, every other entertainment venue vying for your customers' attention and dollars in the month of October. Your advertising also has the unenviable task of standing out from your non-competitors. All the furniture store, used car, new car, political, debt reduction, erectile dysfunction, one-day-only sale advertising that will be surrounding yours. Advertising that just runs down a menu of each and every part of your attraction, then commands you to buy a ticket, doesn't give anyone a reason to do so. It doesn't tell a story, it's just a list. You know why they should buy a ticket, because you know what makes each and every part of your attraction work together to create an overall awesome connected experience. You know the story of your haunt. They don't. And because you sell entertainment, they are begging you for a great story. Now you can play a video game just for the explosions, or watch The Walking Dead to see zombies get dismembered in any number of ways. But whether you and your customers admit it or not, it's only a satisfying experience if there's something that ties it all together and keeps it going to a climactic ending. Your story. Now that story doesn't begin in the first room or at the first wagon stop. Your haunt advertising is the beginning of your story. It's the first point of contact your customer ever has with you. It's your first chance to attract and persuade, build anticipation, ratchet up your customer's tension, expectation, and excitement. Your advertising is the setup. Anytime you can take them by surprise, you bring them that much closer to the point of purchase. And there's a reason why. The decision-making area of the brain is the prefrontal cortex. It's located just behind your forehead. That's where every advertising message you hear or see is trying to get. But it's not easy for an advertisement to get in there. We unfortunately cannot lug our trepanation kits from customer to customer and politely drill into their foreheads until they buy a ticket. Though it does sound like a good idea. Everything that goes to the decision-making area has to pass through Broca's area in the lower portion of the left frontal lobe. And Broca is like that pit bull of a secretary you have to get past to see the big boss in the front office. When your commercial comes calling, Broca says, if you're not new, surprising, or interesting, forget about it. You're not coming through here. But if you are new, surprising, or interesting, right this way. Here's an example of a commercial that tricked and treated its way into the brains of many thousands of Atlantans last October.
Daddy?
Yes, honey?
Why do we carve jack-o'-lanterns and put candles in them?
So the banshees come.
What's a banshee?
They say if you hear a banshee scream, first you go mad, then you die. And when they see a lit jack-o'-lantern, they fly to it and tear the flesh from your bones.
Daddy!
You see, the banshee's cry rips open the wall between our world and
the Netherworld! The number one haunted house in America, says USA Today and Fangoria. Face your deepest fears every night in October. All new, the banshees have been set free. If you hear their scream, you're already dead. Plus the crawling, skittering, squirming, flesh-eating nightmare of the Hive. Netherworld Haunted House. I-85 exit 99, Jimmy Carter Boulevard in the Georgia Antique Center. Get your tickets now at fearworld.com. Discounts available at Subway and in Creative Loafing. Netherworld, open tonight.
Fearworld.com.
The not-so-delicate sciences of advanced brain drilling and advertising are not based on whoever makes the most noise wins. They're based on whoever gets them to pay attention wins. For if you can get directly into the brain and make someone pay attention, they are much more likely to pay admission. Be smart. Be surprising. Where your advertising and marketing are concerned, gray matter matters most. Make the most of yours to get inside theirs. In future episodes, we'll rip further into the guts of haunt advertising and probe the most effective and creative ways you can market and promote your haunted attraction. If you've got questions, I want to hear them. Send yours to darklord@voicefromhell.com. That's darklord@voicefromhell.com. Like Voice from Hell on Facebook. If you're attending the Midwest Haunters Convention in Columbus, Ohio, I'll be presenting Diabolically Successful Advertising and Marketing for Your Haunt on Saturday, June 8th at 9:30 a.m. I'm Dick Terhune. Join me next time here in the Marketing Morgue, where there's always room for one more.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.